You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
I'm not going to sit here and speak for DJ. You don't know until you have to get an MRI. So, you know, pray for him. And he knows I got his back no matter what. We got his back no matter what. So
when you saw him go down like that, you know, stumble back there and, you know, not get hit, what were your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, you never know. In the heat of the moment, I'll see you out there asking questions like, what is it, what is it? But you never know. He's a tough guy. Tough player. He tried to gut it out for us, and unfortunately, he wasn't able to.
He looked like he was trying to loosen himself up or just check to see if he was okay between the quarters there. Did you guys have any conversations about, you know, at that time, like if he was okay, or if did you have any articulate anything at all? Or
no, like I said, I'm not going to sit here and speak for DJ, and you never know until you have to get MRI. So, next question, please.
Saquon, with the optimism with which you spoke during the week about getting things on track and coming together and turning this season around, is this disheartening?
Yeah, definitely sucks. Definitely sucks, but gotta be a pro about it. Can't make no excuses. Still got a long season ahead of us, obviously. I'm not happy that we're 2-7 and, you know, everything's going on right now, but go on a flight, rest up, get ready for next week.
How much do you feel for Daniel coming back after the three games, being clear, being ready, and this happens in the, you know, first and beginning of second quarter?
Yeah, like I said, and I don't want to speak for DJ, and
right.
I don't think.
When you see that sort of thing.
It sucks because, you know, I know the type of player he is, I know how much work he puts in, and, you know, just outside of football as a friend, you know. Seeing anybody go down, but obviously seeing one of your best friends go down definitely sucks, and it's tough.
Take on when you season in the future. More so than that, if that is the reality, where you are at?
If that is the reality, you know, we're 2-7. We still got a job to do. Still got to come to work. Still got to compete, and that's going to be the mindset. You know, until we're, you know, mathematically out of it. That's going to be a mindset.
Saquon, you mentioned about it's being 2-7, the disappointing factor, and being a pro about it. But, you know, every time it seems like the team might be making progress, step forward, something, getting healthy, it's like two steps back. How do you avoid the discouragement and just keep pushing through? What do you, at this point, is there a point that you just sort of, you know, it becomes tough mentally?
Yeah, I guess you could say mentally it's tough, but you got to be mentally tough. You got to fight through this. It sucks. No one's happy. Yeah, it's tough, but just got to keep fighting.
Saquon, how do you feel like Tommy handled things?
I think he did great. I got nothing but love for Tommy. He's a natural born leader. He's a true competitor. I'm in a lot of respect for him.
What was your interaction like with Daniel on the sideline? On Fox, they said that he told you that it buckled.
I'm not going to speak on that.
Whenever you were in the first quarter, you were getting attention from the trainers and the pick on the sideline.
Like, I hit my stomach.
Saquon, you've been in situations with this team, obviously, that, you know, when things go sideways, what can you do as a captain on this team to try to pick guys up? Because it seems like right now it's pretty quiet in here.
Compete, work hard. Nothing changes for me. That's got to be who I am.
Strange thing was in this game, you started pretty well. I mean, you were running the ball well. You know, I mean, did you think you know, maybe this is going to be a big game for us and me?
Yeah, we definitely start off running the ball pretty well, but didn't get a win.
You've been through some bad personal stuff here, some rough team stuff. Is this as bad as it's been in your mind?
I don't know. No, I don't look at it that way. I don't think of it that way. Just get back on the flight, rest up, get healthy, and get ready for next week.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota bZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.